It happened, Jim.
Charlie, be the voice of reason.
I think it happened, and I think we're 2 inches away from proving it.
We have 30 names, and these were given to us by Sweeney. None of them is talking, with the exception of Lance Corporal Herman Valenzuela, who's dead.
General Stamtonovich?
You want to know how chemical weapons are stored?
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you if we used sarin
if
gas.
We used sarin.
General.
To me, here's how. If we used sarin. If we used sarin.
Did we use sarin gas?
We used sarin.
We're not there yet.
How long before you're comfortable?
Lance Corporal Herman Valenzuela is on the phone.
Valenzuela is dead.
No, he's not. He's on the phone.
I need some kind of sign from you. I need an indication, some kind of indication that you
what?
Fully understand the stupidity of this.
I do.
Doesn't feel like it.
How would you like me to behave?
It feels to me, I have to say, it feels to me like you think this is nuanced, that you think there are layers that have to be explored.
Why do you say that?
Well, for one thing, there's 4 lawyers in the room. Filling out it, I don't know, I'm sure you're worth it. And you've been here 5 days, this is your 5th day. But that's my point. Why do we need lawyers who are worth it? Why do we need lawyers? Why do we need lawyers?
You're being sued.
And you're saying that like it's not insane. You're saying that like it isn't... Tell me what I'm missing. A producer comes up from D.C. He wants to make a name for himself in New York. He chases a story that's not there, and the story, it's not a kitten up a tree. Chemical weapons, sarin gas on civilians. He cooks an interview. He takes a pair of scissors to raw footage of a man on the street, of a retired 3-star Marine general. We go to air. 48 hours it takes for the story to come undone, and with it, Atlantis Cable News. ACN is brought to its knees. The producer's surgical strike is discovered, and the producer is fired. Does he write an open letter to the New York Times apologizing to the public, his colleagues, the 3-star general, and U.S. Armed Forces? No, he sues us for wrongful termination. And I need to know, I need some kind of sign from you, Rebecca, because you're obviously, all 4 of you, you can't be stupid and afford haircuts this good. I need you to tell me that this is exactly as insane as it is.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to infuriate you.
Why?
Because it is nuanced.
He cooked an interview. He took pruning shears to the rock. Rebecca, if he doused the studio in kerosene and lit a tiki torch, it wouldn't have done as much damage as Genoa. So where is the complexity? Where is the nuance?
His claim is he's a scapegoat.
That's his claim.
Yeah.
I understand why he'd feel that way, because it was entirely his fault.
And if it was entirely his fault, then it's not at all anyone else's.
It was not at all anyone else's.
That's where the plaintiff disagrees. And if Intana was being offered as a sacrifice to the gods...
Rebecca.
And it was an institutional failure that led to the heir of Genoa...
And
he's paying the price for mistakes that were made above him. This isn't an original story, Don. That's the nuance.
The nuance is he's going to leverage the public's inexhaustible love of big shots falling down. Charlie, Will, and Mac. I know how this ends.
Well, why is it called a red team?
The blood cells. White blood cells attack an infection. Red blood cells clean it up. You have a group of people investigating a story. They're the white team. Other people are purposely kept out of the loop so that when the white team is ready, they can...
Fresh eyes.
We're supposed to poke holes in it.
And were you able to?
Were we?
The first red team. You. Jim Harper's phone, Sabbath. Was anyone able to poke holes in it?
No, other than the made-up interview, it was a solid story.
I'm just asking if you were able to poke holes in it.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. What does it matter?
It matters. It matters. Because there were holes in the story, right?
Yeah.
A ton of them, right?
We didn't see the holes because...
That's institutional failure, right? You don't have to answer that. In fact, don't.
I can.
First red team meeting was 7 months ago. Charlie wants more evidence. Second red team meeting. You have Stantonovich now. Charlie still wants more evidence.
That's not diligent.
Third red team meeting, you have Valenzuela now, and Charlie greenlights Genoa. And I'm asking you, other than the cook tape, Mrs. Lincoln, were there any holes in the story?
Yes.
But you didn't find any of them.
We found all of them. And I grant you it would have been better if we found them before the story aired.
Grant me that.
He digitally remastered an interview. That is the all of it. That's it. There was no institutional failure.
Where was the third red team meeting? Where did Charlie get the green light?
It was right in this room.
This is an interview with Gunnery Sergeant Eric Sweeney, the first member of the Genoa crew to come forward. It was recorded in September of last year.
The third red team meeting, Red Team 3. We were all walked through the evidence again. One, Jerry gets a tip from Cyrus West, a retired Air Force captain who just appeared on Newsnight in support of drone strikes. Cyrus West is known among people I know as a guy with ambition.
What kind of ambition?
Congress, Dancing with the Stars, I don't know. But you have to take what he says with a salt lick.
Did you warn anyone about that?
I couldn't. I wasn't in the loop.
You also weren't in New York.
I was in New Hampshire with the Romney campaign at the time.
Why?
I was covering for our embed a guy named Ben Ferruccio who'd hurt himself.
Oh, he hurt himself.
Ben?
Yeah.
Mark is asking, did he hurt himself saving people from a burning building?
No. He got drunk and tried to jump from his second floor balcony into the pool at the Nashua Holiday Inn.
Were you the only one available to cover for him?
No.
Were you the only one qualified to cover for him?
No.
Who made the decision you should cover for him?
I did.
You sent yourself to New Hampshire.
I think you know what these guys are getting at.
There's a woman I work with.
Maggie Jordan. We don't have to make this excruciating. They had a relationship with a co-worker.
There wasn't a relationship.
You had something with Maggie, but she was living with Don, and your heart was a little dinged up, so you wanted to get out of town for a while, and that's why you weren't available to do your job, which at that moment included saying to Mackenzie, don't trust Cyrus West.
What is it Jerry's counting on?
That you guys don't want stories like that made public. Go back to Red Team 3.
The general got on the air because I was distracted.
Go back.
One, Jerry gets the tip from Cyrus West. The tip leads him to Eric Sweeney. That's two.
Here's the Sweeney interview.
You say your name, rank, and your last billet.
Gunnery Sergeant Eric Sweeney. Before my discharge, I was stationed with a MARSOC unit in JBAT.
That's Marine Special Operations Command in Jalalabad.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard of a black op called Genoa?
Yes, sir.
Did you participate in that black op?
This was maybe the 100th time I'd seen the Sweeney interview. Intel had location on two Marine POWs who'd been separated from their unit 3 days earlier during a firefight in the Hindu Kush. They'd been smuggled across the border, and the Pakistani Taliban intended to sell them for propaganda purposes.
What does propaganda purposes mean?
They were going to be publicly beheaded, and if we didn't get them before they were moved again, we'd lose them.
Operation General was an extraction. A MARSOC unit flies in on a couple of Black Hawks and grabs our guys, but the first unit was overrun, and the second unit, the story goes... dropped sarin gas.
Suddenly I'm tripping over people screaming. Boils and burns on their bodies. Some of them passed out.
What did you think was in the missile?
I wasn't sure. But I didn't have time to think about it until we were out of there. So later I'm talking to the crew. I'm asking about the weapons package. Why'd the White Phosphorus do that? And the guy said it wasn't the Willy P. I said, well, what was it? He said, sarin.
Will was the only one in the room who hadn't heard the story before. I looked over to see what his first reaction was going to be.
The guy said it wasn't the Willy P. I said, well, what was it? He said, sarin.
There was no expression. Cyrus West, Eric Sweeney, that's one and two. The tweets from Hamney 8 were three. Four was Leon D and the NGO report. Five was Charlie Sauce, who handed over the Hilo manifest.
This is a list of every weapon the Blackhawks were carrying, or at least one of the two Blackhawks. MX-76. Five munitions experts say there's no such thing. It's what you write in that spot when your payload's code word classified. That's the sarin.
Charlie's source was our fifth piece of evidence.
Were you happy with the evidence so far?
Was I?
Yeah.
Rebecca, I run a website. I'm not an investigative reporter.
Yeah, I'm just asking you how you felt about the evidence so far.
I'm not qualified to judge the evidence.
You were on the Genoa team?
Yeah.
You were put on the team?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Don't ever fucking say out loud that you are unqualified to judge the evidence.
Wait,
don't ever say it again.
I was absolutely qualified to chase the Hamney 8 tweets, which was my job on the team.
I get that. You get that. They get that. Let's quit what we're at. 5 was Charlie's source with the Hilo manifest. 6 was Stamtanovich.
At the time of Genoa, we still had sarin gas. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
You're sure of this?
We had sarin gas at the time of Genoa, and we have sarin today.
According to the OPCW, the U.S. was scheduled to have completed its destruction of chemical weapons by 2007.
The U.S. missed that deadline.
Stop the tape.
They extended to 2012 and...
What are we going to do about the basketball game?
We'll blur it out.
Why was the interview conducted in front of a game?
He wanted it on.
Why not move his chair?
I wanted the marine paraphernalia in the shot, but to get that, I couldn't frame out the screen, which I knew I could take out later. Is this important?
Still no reaction from Will. Stamtanovich was 6 and then Valenzuela was 7.
I conducted the interview with Lance Corporal Herman Valenzuela on August the 22nd, the day before yesterday. Here it is. Did you use gas on the mission?
Mission ops.
Valenzuela, the crew chief on board, one of the two Marsoc helos, confirms everything we've been told by West, Sweeney, and Stamtanovich. All of which is consistent with the tweets from Hamney 8, the Leon Deet report, and Charlie's source with the Hilo manifest. The presentation is over, and Will's just heard everything for the first time.
This is what's been happening for the last 11 months.
Yeah, I had a hunch.
You did.
I heard the same story.
That came as kind of a shock to everybody. Like Charlie's source, Will was only able to identify him or her as reliable and in a position to know.
At that moment,
I know what you're going to ask.
At that moment, Sloan, at that moment, did anyone in the room, you've got everyone, you've got the president of the news division, the editor and anchor in chief, the EP, senior producer, staff, did anyone at that moment think to ask if Charlie Source and Will Source were the same person?
It didn't matter.
Did anyone?
It was already a go. Will Source was just extra.
It didn't make you feel more confident that Will had heard it too?
Yes.
Did anyone ask?
No.
How many more times did you review the evidence?
I'm not sure. We went through the whole thing maybe 4 more times.
I'm ready to say go.
You know how I feel.
I'm convinced.
I'm not.
I know.
Max.
Tell me why.
It just doesn't feel right.
11 months of reporting versus your gut. I'll take the reporting.
I'd take Jim Scott.
Me too.
You worship at the altar of logic and reason.
And I don't believe this many people could keep something like this a secret.
Well, they didn't.
Jerry, I know these guys.
Due respect, Jim, but you fetishized these guys. 2 million men and women in the armed services. You were embedded with a couple of units. You know a few of these guys.
Hang on.
I don't think it's fetishizing to admire people who signed up to fight a couple of wars that neither one of us wanted to dirty our hands with, but I do give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I give them the benefit of the doubt, too, until I saw pictures of what's-her-name doing the get-this pose next to prisoners in dog collars,
wired-to-car batteries.
It doesn't feel right. We've tortured, droned, wiretapped, renditioned, and suspended due process, but you think we drew a moral and legal line someplace? Are you one of the Andrews sisters?
All right.
It doesn't feel right because...
It doesn't feel right because I was the one leading the team.
I'm sure that's not what Jim was going to say.
That was exactly what I was going to say.
Well, what's your concern with me?
My concern is that I don't know you.
Well, that's a lame reason.
No, right now he's being paid to be skeptical.
I didn't show up one day. I've been working at the D.C. Bureau for 8 years. We may be the ugly stepsister, but it worked for you too, Charlie.
Don.
When Jim doesn't feel good about a story, I take it seriously. But I have another concern, which Mac and I talked about last March. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Safety.
Isn't there a chance we're putting soldiers in danger?
Yes.
Even rioting? Plus, the get-this pictures with the dog collars was the single best recruiting tool Al-Qaeda's ever had.
You're saying don't run a story about the use of chemical weapons because it might be dangerous.
I am.
But the chemical weapons, they're not dangerous.
I'm saying the needs of the many
protests that we should be worried about.
I also think we should consider there's an election going on.
You think we shouldn't run it until after November?
I think we should wait until we're sure.
We are sure. You just don't like the story.
It is illegal to develop, produce, otherwise acquire, transfer directly or indirectly, receive, stockpile, retain, own, possess, or use, or threaten to use any chemical weapon.
Any person who violates Section 229 of this title and by whose action the death of another person is the result shall be punished by death or imprisoned for life. That's not the Geneva Conventions. That's U.S. federal law.
Whose case are you arguing?
I'm just making sure we know what we're accusing these guys of. Who, by the way, rescued two Marines while taking heavy fire.
These guys are charged there could be riots here at home, too.
God, don't. Just stay in your house.
Oh, okay.
Well,
he sat there a long time before he said,
I trust Charlie and Mac.
All right, we're going. Lock it down.
Seconds. Stand by, rolling. Stand by.
Standing.
T-118.
Standing.
Ready, rolling.
Here we go.
And rolling.
We've been at war with Al-Qaeda and its allies for over 10 years. War demands sacrifice, sometimes of liberty, sometimes of livelihood, and sometimes of life. But does it require us to abandon the principles for which we're fighting and inch by inch resemble more the enemy we fight? As Alfred Adler once said, it is easier to fight for one's principles than to live up to them. This is ACN Reports, and tonight we tell you the story of Operation Genoa, a made-for-Hollywood tale of a daring rescue mission. It's to you to decide if the mission was a success. Our report begins with a firefight in Afghanistan's Hindu Kush that separated two Marines from their pinned-down unit.
Go through.
The mountains of the Hindu Kush have been violent tribal areas since before Alexander the Great marched through Persia on his way to India. On one dangerous night in March 2009, two young Marines were on patrol.
Intelligence, they were going to be smuggled across the border by Pakistani Taliban.
And what else did the intelligence tell you?
It was a ticking clock. We knew they were going to be sold for propaganda purposes.
Sold to Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
In a matter of days?
Hours, really.
According to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons,
ready,
the U.S. was scheduled to have completed the destruction of the stockpile by 2007.
Standing.
But we sat down with a Marine three-star general, an expert in chemical weapons, with knowledge of Operation Genoa. At his request, we blacked out his face and electronically altered his voice.
According to the OPCW, the U.S. was scheduled to have completed its destruction of chemical weapons by 2007.
The U.S. missed that deadline. They extended to 2012, and they missed that deadline, too. At the time of Genoa, we destroyed at least 87% of
the stockpile. He asked if any exceptional measures were used in the operation.
Exceptional measures were called for.
We asked if sarin gas was used.
We used sarin.
A crew chief from the operation speaks to us when ACN Reports returns right after this.
What are your duties as crew chief?
I'm in charge of the crew and the equipment.
Do you oversee the loading of the helicopter, the payload?
Yes, during pre-flight, I'd be responsible for the payload.
Roughly 7,500 tons of sarin. The Pentagon declined our request for an interview. For everyone at ACN Reports, I'm Will McAvoy. Good night.
Are you here for a call?
Congratulations.
General Stamtanovich. Charlie, he's screaming.
He says he never said they used sarin.
It's on film.
He says he never said that.
It's on film.
I knew this would happen.
It happens all the time.
These guys get cold feet or someone at the DOD begs them to recant.
What's he saying we did?
edited them out of context.
Did you tell him we have the raw footage?
Yeah.
Raw footage isn't edited out of context. It isn't edited at all.
I told him that.
What did he say?
He said he was going to kill me.
Did you say it the way Max says it to me, or did it seem like he meant it?
I mean it when I say it to you.
He was very upset.
Tell him I'm going to go right now to look at the raw interview again, and that he can look at it with me if he wants.
All right. We knew things were going to happen.
Yeah.
The weapons expert wants to kill me. I make the worst enemies. Seriously, I'm a perfectly nice guy.
People are celebrating out there.
Yeah, I'm coming out.
Who's playing?
The California Golden Bears are hosting the UCLA Bruins.
You'll watch anything, won't you?
Yeah.
What are the two clocks?
One's the game clock and one's the play clock. The game clock is showing how much time is left in the quarter, and the play clock shows how much time is left to get off the play.
They only have a certain amount of time to complete the play.
They only have a certain amount of time to start the play.
They don't have that rule in soccer.
They don't have any rules in soccer. That's why you think a game that ends at a 0-0 tie is
it's
a gamely fought match.
Nil-nil.
I was trying to keep it from being worse. I was helping you out.
Do any other sports have enforced pacing? Does baseball?
No. Pitchers commonly go for a sandwich between pitches. Golf, you can be penalized for slow play. Hockey, you can hang out of the puck for as long as you want, but before too long, a guy named Lars is going to hurt you. Basketball has a shot clock. You've got 24 seconds to put up a shot, or in college, it's 35. Tennis, you can lose a point for slow play. Listen,
yeah.
Should we be worried about the Stamtonovich call?
It's on film.
Okay.
I'm going to look at it again now. Go, Bruins! Beat the Golden Bears! Beat them as hard as you can! Beat them with impunity!
You have no idea what you're saying.
I know.
You thought the DOD would have a response?
I thought
the DOD would have a response on their website by midnight. But by 6 a.m. we hadn't heard anything yet. Come on in.
Excuse me.
You guys have met?
We have. How are you? Good, thank you. She says she never heard Stamtonovich say it happened.
And that's what it is.
Even in her condition?
Hmm?
You take her word for it in her condition, in the condition she was in when they did the interview?
She's not in a condition, and yes, I take her word for it. If she wasn't sure, she'd say she wasn't sure.
On the witness stand, that's not going to sound like honorable loyalty. It's going to sound like you're willing to believe anybody as long as you slept with them.
This is the very last polling data taken before the polls open tomorrow.
Who's going to win?
President will be reelected. But Tulsi Gabbard's going to win in Hawaii's second. She'll be the first Samoan in Congress. And Kerry Bentivoglio is going to take the seat vacated by Thaddeus McCotter, who came out with my pick for the best resignation statement of all time. The recent events, totalities of calumnies, indignities, and deceits have weighed most heavily upon my family. Thus, acutely aware one cannot rebuild their hearth among the ruins of their U.S. House office, for the sake of my loved ones, I must strike another match, go start anew by embracing the promotion back from public servant to sovereign citizen. Sounds like he and his friends Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are about to take a journey by sea to ask the Duke of Verona for his most kind blessing.
I like you, Kiefer.
My trust in Maggie has nothing to do with anything but the right things.
6 a.m. You hadn't heard from the DOD.
7 a.m., 8 a.m., nothing.
Maybe they hadn't seen the show?
They see the internet.
This was Monday morning, September 10th.
Yep.
You had another story creeping up on you.
Nobody knew that yet. Everybody below the producer level has to take a shift doing the book. That morning it was Neil's turn.
What's the book?
Neil!
It seems like it's my turn more often than it should be.
Man up.
I'm always manned up. That's my default mode.
Then go into Ultraman mode.
The women here couldn't deal with my Ultraman mode.
Probably not. Are you going to take this? It's heavy.
Intern!
Yes!
Come on over. This is the overnight book. The night crew puts together every story and every press release from everywhere. Go through this and separate it into four piles. Knew that, didn't know that, don't care, and Shakira. But that one's just for me.
Neil. It's your statement yet?
Yeah.
I mean, is it the pen
Pentagon, is it possible they've responded in a secret corner of the internet?
Secret corner of the internet?
Slay a dungeon wizard to get the keys to
no.
Mordor or something?
It's not possible.
Something that we need, that Dumbledore...
Listen to yourself.
I know, it's getting worse as I go on.
And it didn't start in a great place.
Nothing in the book.
Well, there are going to be a ton of things in the book, but not from the Pentagon.
Not in the off chance someone got a quote from
we'd know about it.
Obviously, I'm grasping at straws, Neil. There's no call to be patronizing.
You're right.
Thank you.
Well, you're not, because Mordor...
I'm not the expert.
You don't say.
Do the book and don't just farm it out to an in.
I'm delegating.
Fast Nationals.
Right here. Just tell me if the number begins with a 3.
It doesn't.
2.9?
2.7?
5.8 million viewers.
Shut the fuck up.
That's going to double when they add Live Plus Same Day and Live
Jesus
Plus 7.
Christ.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Tracking looked good, but not like this.
That's an I Love Lucy number.
Yes.
What?
Don't worry about the call from Tom Tonovich.
I'm not. I am a little bit, and I'll tell you why. He didn't sound like a guy with cold feet. He was certain of what he said, and he said it to me 3 times the exact same way.
There was one camera, no cuts. He's not a young guy. It all happened fast. He's thinking about the size of it for the first time now.
Yes. Yeah. The size of it.
A new story creeping up on us the morning of September 10, the day after the broadcast. It was Neil's turn to do the overnight book, but he staffed it out to an intern.
Jenna Johnson.
Are you talking about Benghazi?
Anything?
Jerry Brown challenged Chris Christie to a race.
Sponsored by Heartblast, a new defibrillator company from the people who brought
it. Here's Morgan and Rihanna had a Twitter fight about her haircut.
I'll give you $100 if you go pitch that to Will.
I know you're not going to think this one's important, but it is. Star Magazine is reporting that a palace source confirmed that Kate Middleton is pregnant. That's news I want to hear.
You just did. Anything else?
Lady Gaga showed a lot of cleavage at an after party for the Paralympic Games.
Put that one aside.
Oh, and Terry Jones, the Florida pastor?
Yeah.
He's screening the trailer to a movie called Innocence of Muslims. We thought... I thought, everyone thought, that when the DOD posted its response, it would be vague. Pentagon doesn't comment on classified operations, but we have serious problems with the story aired by Atlantis Cable News last night, something like that.
You know the reason it was taking them so long to respond?
No.
They were bringing a lawyer into the Pentagon press office.
Pentagon counsel?
And another lawyer.
Matlock?
The Attorney General. They weren't fucking around.
We knew there'd be pushback.
But not like that. We are considering any and all legal remedies available to us, including under the Espionage Act. In the interim, we will begin declassifying documents to prove the falsity of Asian's claim.
If I'm a lawyer in that room, I don't write that response unless I'm sure.
We were sure.
Still? It's noon, Monday.
Charlie got everyone together in the conference room. He polled everyone to see if they were still staying by the story. People were resolved. Jim had already said his piece. His job was to support Mac now, and that's what he was doing.
At the expense of good advice.
He'd given his advice. And Charlie, Mac, and Will had given their instructions. Of course they pushed back. What do we expect them to? Well, you caught us. Bravo to you, sirs. We'll walk ourselves over to Leavenworth now. You know, at some point at Little Bighorn, I'll bet Custer led a unanimous vote where everyone said, I still think we can win.
Then came Elliot's show that night.
You know, Elliot was really the only guy on the team who hadn't gotten dirty with Genoa yet. So we dropped dirt on him.
Go.
The second MARSOC team dropped Sarin.
Yes.
You're sure?
Yes.
That's why you wore the mop suit?
That's why we wore the mop suits, and that's why civilians died.
That was another clip from last night's ACN Reports,
the startling and provocative story of the extraction of two captured Marines.
Joining us by satellite from Trenton, New Jersey, is former Marine Gunnery Sergeant Eric Sweeney, a member of the MARSOC team that executed the extraction, which was codenamed Genoa, and I should say the first member of the team to step forward and tell his story. Welcome, Mr. Sweeney.
Thank you.
Let's start there. What made you come forward to speak to the press?
Well, I wish I could say it was honorable. It was a guilty conscience.
Guilty that
I knew what we'd done. Did you
talk about any and all legal remedies? Is that something they usually say?
They said it when the seal released his bin Laden book, they haven't charged him.
The Espionage Act?
Do you know how many journalists have ever been tried on the Espionage Act? None.
Good. Because you wouldn't make it in jail, Don. I'd survive, but you wouldn't. In fact, I'd thrive.
How do you figure?
Shawshank. I do everybody's taxes and invest the warden's money. What are you going to do? Produce their nightly news show?
Is this our sound or his?
His. We're good.
We want to be a force multiplier where one of us can do the work of several infantrymen.
The charge that U.S. Special Operations use sarin gas is absolutely false. I don't know. Absolutely? Why not just say false? Absolutely sounds like the kind of word you use when you're working
yourself up. Isn't like the time Chip left you a message in eighth grade and you and your friends did a lab analysis to figure out if it meant he liked you.
One of them lost an arm up to his elbow from a blast injury. I
put Chet myself and hit him was his name, and sometimes boys are vague with their messages.
Was that the first time that you've had to perform a medical procedure in
that? Well, it was just advanced.
Moving back to Genoa when you can.
We have advanced combat medicine as part of our training, and the first time I had to use it, we were on a mission to pay some tribal leaders for information.
I don't know what he's talking about anymore.
We hit two IEDs, and my Humvee blew apart, and three of us sustained TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, and I was dragging a friend of mine from a burning Humvee.
Did he say us?
He said the three of us. Traumatic brain injury, he said.
TBI.
Sergeant, did you say that you sustained a traumatic brain injury?
Well, it wasn't serious.
Get out.
Did you disclose that information to the...
Okay, we've got to go to break.
But we're coming back with Eric Sweeney and MARSOC on Operation Genoa. This is... Right now.
I saw it.
There's a problem with the story.
I know.
All right. Thank you for coming in the middle of the night, and I'm sorry I'm late. There was a deer on the Merritt Parkway. The deer ran across, and the cartoon in front of me hit it.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah. Mac.
Why don't we know about the TBI?
Everybody listen, okay? Believe me, I cornered him.
We knew he had two purple hearts.
I got him on the phone in Trenton as soon
just
as he...
Back up. We'll do this step by step. He had two purple hearts. The medical information is sealed and classified. He told us one is for a shrapnel wound in his left shoulder sustained during an ambush during his first tour in 08.
The second,
he told us, was for a stab wound in his leg he got while trying to subdue an angry teenage militant in Kapisa province.
That's the one he was lying about. The second purple heart was for the TBI.
He showed us the knife wound.
I asked him about that, too. He got it in his kitchen trying to open a CD. He didn't tell us about the TBI because he didn't think we'd believe his story.
Isn't that another way of saying he wanted to tell the Genoa story so badly he lied?
Well, so's why would he lie about a story that wasn't true?
What's the biggest effect of a TBI?
I get that it's memory loss,
no,
but here's
it's
the thing.
Memory loss.
And it's dizziness. And speech deficits. We didn't see any of those in the 100 hours we spent with him.
I don't understand. So at least he doesn't have all the symptoms of a traumatic brain injury?
G.I. Jim, what percentage of soldiers taken to Walter Reed have a TBI?
A lot.
It's 30%. So we're not going to listen to a third of wounded vets.
We made this one a key witness in an accusation of murder. He lied about an injury, and the injury's number one symptom is memory loss.
Bring him up from Trenton. I'll do a pre-interview myself, and if I'm satisfied, I can put him through a direct examination on the air and clean this up. Yeah, and can I just remind everybody, Sweeney's not our only witness. We've got Stamtonovich and Valenzuela.
Two more witnesses, only 50% of whom are recanting what they said.
Stamtonovich can recant all he wants. We have the unedited tape, and Jerry and Maggie were there.
Mm-hmm. For the record, I wasn't.
Wasn't what?
And I was sent out of the room before the interview started.
Good. Let's get it all out now.
Why?
You and Charlie told him it was going to be Jerry. You didn't tell him an AP was coming along.
He'd had me investigated, but not Maggie's, so he didn't feel comfortable.
He was the only one in the room with him?
Yeah, I was, and I see what's happening.
Nothing's
here.
Happening.
Can I bring something else up?
We aired the story 27 hours ago, so yeah, now's the time.
We aborted the interview with Sweeney tonight.
I did.
I did.
Should you have?
I don't know.
I was suddenly in a position where I was asking questions I didn't know the answers to about our own story.
If it hadn't been our own story, wouldn't you have kept going? Did you disclose that to the general producers? No, you lied? How has the TBI for which you received a Purple Heart affected...
Yes, he would have kept going. I shut him down. It was live.
That doesn't
air.
Make us look great.
Looking great wasn't one of their options right then.
Everybody knock it off. Sister Mary, Mother of God. We have a problem. That's all it is. We're not going to have a fucking scrum. What do we have? What? A retired Marine general started getting calls from his buddies. What the hell is going on?
His voice was altered. His face was black.
There are six people who have the information he has, and generals don't have dumb friends. What else? A witness once had a concussion.
While saving other people's lives.
Thank
That's
you.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. While being courageous. And he was courageous again, stepping forward. Kids used to lie about their age to get in the army and fight in a war. That's what Sweeney did here.
How much of what you're saying do you believe right now?
60%.
I thought it was in the mid-80s. You pulled it off.
Experience.
You need to talk to Deep Throat.
I'm on the first shuttle to Washington.
You talk to him on the phone?
We don't talk on phones. How about your guy?
We talk on phones.
He's asking, have you talked to your guy?
An hour ago.
And?
He says stand by the story.
We go back over every inch starting right now. By 8 tonight, I want Will to be able to say we stand by it. And when he says it, we stand by it. Break them into teams.
Have you realized yet, at the time of that meeting, that Sweeney and Stamatonovich weren't your only problem?
Who says they weren't our only problem?
Right. That was an example of a leading question. A leading question suggests its own answer. When did you stop beating your wife, right?
We never established I beat my wife.
You never established you're married.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not following you, Rebecca.
Mackenzie had realized at the time of the meeting that Sweeney
has done this,
Jim.
There's no way.
Listen to me.
There's no way Max to blame for
this. Valenzuela was your third witness.
I have seen lawyers do some things in my
listen.
Life. Jesus.
Just listen. First, red team, you have Sweeney. You don't go to air. Red team two, you have Sweeney and Stamatonovich. You don't go to air. Red team three, you have Valenzuela now, and Charlie greenlights it. Valenzuela was an important witness.
Yeah. And?
What if I let him?
Valenzuela.
In his pre-interview.
I've read the pre-interview transcript 100 times.
I've read it 1,000 times, but I've just read it again, and I have to wonder if I inadvertently let
out
that witness. I can make the case that I did.
Look at what's good on the story. Stamatonovich. He didn't like the report, sorry, but we've got him on film. Sweeney. He wants to be heard, and he thinks he'll be discounted because of the TBI, so he lies. And by the way, if I had a traumatic brain injury and knew that information couldn't be discovered unless I volunteered it, I wouldn't volunteer it. I have a source. Is it POTUS? No, it's better.
What would it take for you to tell me the source?
Someone would have to be torturing you.
That's sweet, but...
Charlie has a source. You trust Charlie?
Of course.
And we have Valenzuela. There is much more about this story
than
good
than bad.
And
I'm saying, what if I let Valenzuela?
I objected to that in courtrooms for years. I know what a leading question sounds
like.
Then
you know I asked them.
You have to ask them in these situations. The guy, he was reluctant. He didn't want to talk.
Read the first line on page 3.
Mikhail. We have a 3-star general who's an expert in chemical weapons.
We have a 3-star general who's an expert in chemical weapons. Do you think he's lying? There was a video camera on a tripod to record the pre... What if he thought the interview might get, you know, and he doesn't want to... call a general a liar.
That's nuts.
It's not.
He came to us. He didn't want Sweeney to stand alone.
And if Sweeney's wrong, then I gave the wrong information to Valenzuela. Valenzuela's whole interview was goosed by the information that came before it. Sweeney says everyone was wearing mop suits.
He told you that?
What if Sweeney's got problems and what if Valenzuela's his only friend? Look at line 303.
I don't want Sweeney to stand alone.
He doesn't raise one original fact in this interview. Read it again. By the end, it's a recitation of everything he's heard from Sweeney and from me.
You need to sleep.
The garage.
Seriously?
It still works. This place can't afford security monitors.
What brings you to Washington, D.C.?
They're having trouble with this story.
No shit.
Tell me one more time we got it right.
You want to see some pictures of David?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to see some pictures of David?
Who's David?
David's my son, Charlie.
Is there a problem with the story?
There he is. We're moving him into his dorm at BU. And here he's home for Thanksgiving?
Shep.
Hang on. That's on the Cape, where he ran a house in August. Here's a picture he sent me his first day interning at ACN. And there he is. First day home from rehab at Sierra Tucson. And this one's from his funeral last year.
Jesus, Shep.
I know, I took a picture at a funeral. That's crazy. But it's just for you. They call it heron now. Like the bird, just a little heron.
I didn't have any idea.
You hired him as a summer intern on his 90th day. 3 months is a landmark in that world. Three everything. 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. Who the fuck knows why?
Are you sure you don't want to sit?
We're in a garage!
We can go somewhere.
One of your people, Charlie, one of your people. One of your people fired him and you didn't stop it.
I wish you'd talk. There's an explanation.
You didn't stop it.
He was a good kid. He was a smart kid and a worker.
He was a 19-year-old junkie, but he was clean 90 days.
Our social media guy,
Neil
Sampat, David,
whose name you didn't know,
was posting. Is this something you really want to hear?
Yes, from you, badly.
I never knew anything.
He posted something on the internet?
Look.
Yeah?
A couple of years ago, Newsnight got a new EP in the show. Why? Is your wife?
Linda is my ex-wife. The show took a turn, and what?
David posted things about it on the internet he didn't like. Things about he was politically engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Neil?
Neil Sampat.
Neil warned him he can't do that, and he kept on doing it. I'm sorry.
You didn't step in.
He deserved to be fired.
How many stories have I given you? There was a moment a while back, I thought about having you killed. Then I thought, what does Charlie Skinner fear more than death? Sit back. Wait for your moment. Then Jerry Dantana starts calling Marsox about Genoa.
The Hilo manifest you gave me.
Hold it over light for 20 seconds.
So that happened.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me with this story?
No, this is all terribly true.
There are protests erupting in Cairo.
March 2nd, 1955. A young black woman is arrested for refusing to give up her seat on a bus to a white man in Alabama. Civil rights leaders in the ACLU rush to her side, and she will be a symbol of the struggle against segregation. Her name is Claudette Colvin, and she's 15 years old. She's also unmarried and pregnant. The civil rights leaders in the ACLU decide that Colvin is not the best foot forward and stand down. 8 months later, Rosa Parks happens. But during that 8 months, a brilliant and charismatic young minister gets the attention of the community and is chosen to lead the bus boycotts. If Claudette Colvin doesn't get pregnant, if they'd gone in the spring instead of 8 months later, Martin Luther King is a preacher you've never heard of in Montgomery.
I've got a few hundred people outside the embassy, and so far it's peaceful.
That's what I've got.
Which embassy?
Ours.
What are they protesting?
Is anybody getting through to Cairo?
I've got the front desk at the Shepherd Hotel. It's a couple blocks away. He's saying that people have been streaming toward the embassy for about an hour.
Is he saying how many?
He thinks a couple of thousand.
Thousand? A poli-sci professor at AU in Cairo says that a Salafist leader named Osama Delwarah.
He's like the Glenn Beck of Egypt, and he's the president of a television station.
He put out a call to protest a movie called Muhammad's Tribe.
Why are they at the American embassy?
Apparently it's an American movie, but we can't find it.
Wait a second. What's the name of the pastor with the mustache who's crazy? Yes, he announced yesterday that he was screening a movie. I can't remember the name.
Innocence of Muslims.
Is it possible it's the same movie?
Who is Giuseppe Zingara? I don't really know. He's the guy with a gun who fired 5 shots on February 15th, 1933, killing the mayor of Chicago. Why? Because Zingara was standing on a wobbly chair. The mayor of Chicago wasn't his target. It was the guy the mayor was shaking hands with, the newly elected President Franklin Roosevelt.
If Zingara's chair isn't wobbly, Roosevelt never takes office, and we swear in his running mate, John Nance Garner, a man whose political ideology was the basis for his opposition to a package of legislation that would be called the New Deal. And we don't survive the Great Depression.
It's the same movie, Innocence and Muslims. He changed the title to get Muslims in to see it. There's a mashup of it on YouTube.
Does it seem offensive?
To filmmakers, at the very least.
Okay, AP, it's just reported Egyptian Islamist protesters angry over film scale U.S. embassy wall in Cairo and tear down flag.
The American
flag. I understand
flag.
That now.
Jim, this thing's starting to move.
They've reached the wall.
They got a link to their website with the
I'm
message.
I'm on the
They're
website.
The movie and
the embassy of the United States in Cairo condemns the continuing efforts by misguided individuals to hurt the religious feelings of Muslims.
They're apologizing for the move?
2,000 people just hopped the wall, man. I'd apologize for whatever they want.
I would.
Congratulations.
MargaretJordan@ACN.com.
We'll have video of the flag in about 5 minutes. They took down our flag and replaced it with a black flag and an Arabic writing.
There is no God but God, and Muhammad is a prophet of God.
I hope our apology was sincere enough.
You want a job as the guy who answers the front door at the embassy right now? We're going to need more bodies on phones. Who are we talking to? Does London know anything?
London. When was the last time you slept?
I've been busy standing by Genoa. What about you?
I have no problem standing by.
You were well trained.
Guys, another demonstration's broken out.
In Cairo?
In Libya, outside our consulate in Benghazi.
Your kitchen faucet has washers. They keep water from leaking through the joints in the fixtures, and that's what O-rings do. They're giant washers that keep pressurized hydrogen from leaking out of the SRB, the solid rocket booster that shoots the space shuttle out of the Earth's atmosphere. These O-rings have been tested and tested under every possible circumstance but one, cold. They didn't test to see if the O-rings worked when it was cold. Why would they even think to test for that? The thing's launching from South Florida. When's it going to be cold? On January 28, 1986. A cold snap dragged the overnight temperature down to 18 degrees, and it turns out the O-rings stopped working below 40. So, 73 seconds after the Challenger lifts off, it converts itself into a bomb and detonates.
An American's dead. Don't know who. Staff member.
Consulate staff. All this statement says is one American.
Who?
Libya's Supreme Security Committee. One American staff member has died and a number have been injured.
What's
in
his name?
We don't know.
I want to stop hearing that answer soon. We have 90 minutes to air.
Mac, did you want to look at this?
Not this second.
They're not releasing names.
Names, sir, more than one.
I don't know if that's the implication.
Mac. It's just an LED readout, right?
Yeah. We put it on brackets on the prompter and I've got it on a remote from the control room. The segment is 3 minutes and 50 seconds and. You don't have to be in his ear at the end of the segment.
He'll appreciate that. Just leave it here. I'll show it to him and find out what neurotic superstition he has for not using it.
Copy.
Mohammed. Mohammed the bastard. Your lady summons you.
My lady? My lady?
Oh, don't finish it. Oh. Come on. I'm watching you.
What would a military response be?
First Marine FAST, Fleet Anti-Terrorism Security Team.
They've got rights, they've got platoons.
In Spain.
Rota, Spain. That's still 12 hours, right?
Kim would know.
Where is he?
He and Don are huddled up working on something.
Sometimes it's just the one thing.
He lucked out. He wouldn't have been able to do it if there'd been action in the frame.
Were any exceptional measures used in the operation?
Exceptional measures were called for.
Like what?
We used sarin.
It is right. It is moral and necessary to use it. The nearest to sentinel. They are.
We used sarin.
It is right.
Exceptional measures were called for.
Like what?
We used sarin.
It is right. Moral and necessary to use anything in that situation. In the situation they were in.
You forgot about the shot clock.
Mac.
Lou.
Easy does it.
The shot clock jumped from 19 to 3 to 2 to 14.
He said it, Mac.
How do you not understand what you've done?
He said it before we were rolling, but I couldn't get him to repeat it. He said it to me.
Do you understand this?
Did Genoa happen?
That we invented evidence to support a story of a war crime.
Maggie was there. She heard him say it. She's just fucked up.
A war crime.
Yeah, it's a war crime, and it happened. We went into Iraq because he had these things. We don't torture. We don't use chemical weapons.
No one.
I wouldn't have done this on any other story, and I wouldn't have done it unless I was sure.
Is ever going to believe us again?
I think I shouldn't say anything more until I've talked to a lawyer.
You're fired.
I know.
We don't think the protest in Benghazi has anything to do with the movie. We don't think it's a protest.
What do you think it is?
A planned, coordinated attack.
Terrorist attack.
He's got a source at State.
We've used him.
He saw an email at the Operations Center to White House, Pentagon, and FBI saying Ansar al-Sharia is claiming credit for the attack in Benghazi.
Well, the movie might just be a coincidence.
It's not a movie. Avatar is a movie.
How bad is this thing?
Oh,
it's
really
bad. Not at all. Good.
You have been nothing but bad news since you raised your hand at Northwestern.
Don and Jim have a source at State that says you saw an email. Ansar al-Sharia is saying they did Benghazi. May have nothing to do with Cairo and its 9/11 anniversary attack. What? Mac.
We have to retract Genoa tonight. All of it.
Half an hour later, we retracted the story. That was our top story, not Benghazi. On Benghazi, we didn't trust the source at State. We didn't trust anything anymore. We reported the same thing as everybody else, even though we knew we were probably wrong.
Protesters, angry over an amateur American movie denouncing Islam, attacked the United States consulate in Benghazi, Libya today, killing a State Department officer, while in Cairo, demonstrators stormed the walls of the United States Embassy.
We just stopped being good. Genoa was a real mission. It was successful.
Sweeney was right about the mop suits. Just wrong about the reason they were wearing them.
It was in case the militants had biological weapons. The white phosphorus was only laid down to mark the target. Hammony 8 didn't die in the raid. His prepaid cell plan ran out. It was an institutional failure.
Bullshit.
We'll call the election tomorrow and then resign. She's on her way over. We're meeting her upstairs.
I'm sorry, Will. I really am. I wanted this to go another way.
We both knew it wasn't gonna. Did she seem mad? When you talked to her on the phone.
It's after midnight. You think we got her out of bed?
You did not get me out of bed tonight. I just paid $1,000 to see Skyfall and attend a party at the Museum of Modern Art. Proceeds going to the Tribeca Film Festival. You know why?
To support the arts?
To meet Daniel Craig.
Did you?
Hurricane Sandy in the airport.
He wasn't there?
He was not there. You look like Daniel Craig. Get up. Oh, you look less like him now. Sit back down. And what about you? Why so glum, Sugar Plum?
We're going to resign, Leona. That's what has to happen now. Elliot Hirsch, Sloan Sabbath, Terry Smith, Dayside, ACN, ACN. We understand the integrity of the news is more important than
one individual. That is beautiful. Not as beautiful as Daniel Craig, but...
You know
that. I'd have sent my plane.
We're not fucking around.
You will resign when I fire you out of petty malice and not before.
Our trust numbers...
Yeah, they're bad.
They're fatal. If
firing Jerry was obviously the right thing to do, but it wasn't enough, and we've known that for 2 months. Charlie and I have to go.
And Twiggy over here?
It was my fault.
McMac. Can I call you McMac? Doesn't matter. I'm gonna anyway, McMac. Your head's up your ass.
Mrs. Lindsay.
Guy comes in here into my hizzy? Guy comes in here, cooks an interview, no remorse. 30 lawyers vet the story. Goes on air. I don't know what you do to Sherlock Holmes' thing. I wouldn't be able to figure it out, and I'm the smartest person in the room.
Well, I wouldn't go that.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you Daniel Craig wannabe.
I don't want to be Daniel Craig.
Well, you should want to be Daniel Craig. Everybody should.
You know, are you stoned?
You know, my makeup lasts a long time.
Oh, jeez.
Mrs. Lansing.
No, please. Call me. Continue to call me Mrs. Lansing.
Leona.
Guy comes into my house, which I love. Which I bet you guys didn't know. But I love it. I love ACN. You don't make me a nickel, and you cause headaches to the divisions that do, but you make me. You make me so proud. Guy comes in here, cooks an interview, and this ends up with, because he's unemployable, he gets a $5 million settlement, and the three of you leave? Oh, I don't think so. And McMac, it's a name that's really starting to grow on me. She doesn't have to go. Nobody's ever heard of her, but she's going to do the honorable thing. And what's expected of me, huh? Not to do the honorable thing? What's expected of me? No, I do not accept your resignations. And Jerry Dantan is not going to get one fucking dollar. I got some kick-ass courtroom outfits.
You have to accept our resignations, and you have to settle. He'll take it to trial and win. There was an institutional failure, and he was the only one fired.
Then you'll need a good lawyer. Lee, don't accept their resignations.
I already wasn't accepting their resignations, Becca. Don't horn in on my honorable thing. God. I mean, can't a lady have a...
Leona, we don't have the trust of the public anymore.
Get it back!